Vítajte pri počúvaní nahrávky zo zboru Otcov dom v Bratislave. Modlíme sa, aby vám aj toto vyučovanie bolo na povzbudenie. Všetky ďalšie nahrávky nájdete na našom webe otcovdom.com.
Yes, O Lord, truly your kingdom and your kingdom alone is that which shall rule and reign forever.
Nech kráľovstvo Pána nášho nech je na veky postavené.
Father, in Revelation 11 we can indeed join together with the heavens to say we thank you, Lord.
V zjavení sa píše, že spolu so svätými hovoríme, my ďakujeme tebe, Pane.
That the kingdoms of this earth have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Messiah.
Že kráľovstva tohto sveta sa stali vlastníctvom nášho Pána a Mesiáša.
That you've taken your great power.
Ďakujeme ti, že ty berieš svoju veľkú moc.
And you have chosen to rule and reign over all the nations of the earth forever.
A že si sa rozhodol vládnuť nad všetkými národmi na tomto svete navždy a na veky.
Father, we bless you that as we worship you.
Pane, my ťa chválime a žehnáme tvoje meno.
That what we're doing is proclaiming to the ends of the earth.
A my aj týmto, Pane, vyhlasujeme až na okraj sveta.
Despite what is seen.
Aj napriek tomu, čo je viditeľné.
That your kingdom, O Lord Yeshua, is everlasting.
Ale tvoje kráľovstvo, hoci je neviditeľné, je večné.
Despite what we see happening in our nations.
Napriek tomu, čo veľakrát vidíme našimi očami, čo sa deje v národoch.
You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Ty si kráľ kráľov a pán pánov.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you.
Oče, my teba chválime.
We want to thank you that you've given to us, you got this ability to proclaim what is going to happen.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, za to, že nám dávaš túto autoritu vyhlasovať to, čo sa bude diať.
And that our worship is also to strike the enemy.
A ďakujeme ti za to, že naša chvála je takisto aj mocnou zbraňou proti nepriateľovi.
To remind the enemy that his kingdom is short-lived.
Aby sme pripomínali nepriateľovi to, že jeho kráľovstvo je iba na krátku dobu.
That his kingdom has ended.
Že jeho kráľovstvo má koniec.
Because Revelation 19 says salvation and power and honor and glory have come.
Lebo zjavenie 19 hovorí, že spása, úcta aj sláva prišla.
Hallelujah. So Father, we ask that you would teach us, especially as true worshipers.
Pane, tak sa modlíme, aby si nás tak učil v chvále, aby sme boli tí praví úctievači.
To worship you in spirit and in truth.
Aby sme ťa mohli chváliť v duchu a v pravde.
But also that our worship may be a weapon.
Ale takisto, aby naša chvála mohla byť zbraňou.
A weapon of warfare.
Zbraňou boja.
That many of us would see the victories of the battles of Jehoshaphat.
Pane, aby sme mohli vidieť, aby mnoho z nás mohlo vidieť tie víťazstva tých bojov.
To see that the enemy would fight himself.
Pane, aby sme videli tak ako Jehoshaphat, že nepriateľ bojuje sám proti sebe a ničí samého seba.
That there would be great victory in the kingdom of God.
Pane, ja sa modlíme, aby boli veľké víťazstva v tvojom kráľovstve.
And a reaping of plunder like we've never seen before.
A aby sme takto žali veľké víťazstvo a korisť, tak ako sme nikdy ešte doteraz nevideli.
Hallelujah, Father, we praise you.
Pane, tak my ťa chválime.
We give you glory, O Lord Yeshua.
My ti vzdávame všetku chválu a všetku česť.
Your name is above every other name.
Tvoje meno je nad každé meno.
And Holy Spirit, we bless you for making the presence of God so real to each and every one of us.
Duchu Svätý, my tak ti ďakujeme a žehnáme ťa. Ďakujeme ti za to, že nám tak dávaš pociťovať prítomnosť tvoju.
Hallelujah. In Yeshua's name.
V mene Pána Ježiša.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. I would like to briefly share my testimony with you.
Chcel by som krátko povedať ešte moje svedectvo.
I'm saying briefly because I'm reminding myself to be brief.
Hovorím krátko, lebo si sám sebe pripomínam, že
people tell me krátky. I can go on and on.
A ľudia mi hovoria, že choď, rozprávaj ďalej.
So anyway, praise the Lord. My name is Jonathan.
Moje meno je Jonathan.
I am half Dutch and half Malaysian.
Ja som na poli Malajzíčan and half
Malaysian, half Dutch.
Dutch. Napoli Holandia, Napoli Malajžan.
I'm currently living in Malaysia.
Momentálne žijem v Malajzii.
And I'm currently full-time in ministry.
A momentálne som naplno v službe.
I'm serving the Lord in a prayer center in Malaysia.
A slúžim Pánovi v jednom modlitebnom centre v Malajzii.
And I can tell you that this was never something that I had intended to do.
A ja vám môžem povedať, že toto nebolo nič, čím som rátal.
How many of you can agree with me that the Lord is just amazing?
Koľký z vás so mnou môžu súhlasiť, že Pán je proste úžasný?
Amen. That he works in our lives, you know, in ways that we wouldn't even understand or foresee.
Že on pracuje v našich životoch spôsobom, akým by sme si nikdy nepredstavili.
I believe many of us we would not find ourselves to be or would have seen ourselves to be in the place that we're in now.
Myslím si, že mnohí z nás so mnou súhlasíte, že ste zrazu v pozícii, kde by ste nikdy neboli alebo ste si nemysleli, že budete.
So to give you a bit of background about myself.
Aby som vám dal trošku také pozadie ku sebe.
Both my parents were strong Christian believers.
Obaja moji rodičia boli silní veriaci.
They raised me up to be someone who was going to church.
Oni ma vychovávali a chceli, aby som bol niekým, ktorý chodí do zboru, do cirkvi.
Both reading and believing the Bible.
Aby som veril aj čítal Bibliu.
But how many of you know that having your parents' heritage is not enough?
Ale koľký z vás so mnou súhlasíte, že to, že moji rodičia boli mi niečo dali a niečo som po nich zdedil, že to nie je dostatočné.
Born in a Christian family doesn't make you a Christian.
To, že sa človek narodí v kresťanskej rodine, z neho nerobí kresťana.
John 3 talks about when Yeshua talks to Nicodemus and says you have to be born again.
Pán Ježiš, keď hovorí k Nikodémovi, hovorí mu, že musíš sa znovu narodiť.
And so although I was living pretty much like a Christian during my childhood,
a aj keď som počas svojho detstva žil ako kresťan,
I can say that I was only really born again about 7 to 8 years ago.
Ale znovu zrodil som sa naozaj iba pred 7 alebo 8 rokmi.
So, you know, how many of you can agree with me, we really need the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Koľký z vás so mnou súhlasia, že naozaj potrebujeme Ducha Svätého vo svojich životoch?
We can live so much like a Christian and live a Christian life, but when we come into when we come face to face with how sinful we are, we realize we need the Holy Spirit.
My môžeme veľakrát tak navonok žiť kresťanský život, ale keď tak čelíme svojmu srdcu a vidíme tú hriešnosť v ňom, tak si uvedomujeme, ako veľmi potrebujeme Ducha Svätého.
So my life became a complete mess.
Tak môj život vlastne sa stal dosť takým neporiadným.
As soon as I left from Malaysia and I went to boarding school.
Hneď ako som odišiel z Malajzie a išiel som na internátnu školu.
And so I was away from my family 5 days a week.
A tak som bol vlastne 5 dní v týždni preč od mojej rodiny.
This was in secondary school.
To bolo stredná škola.
And basically in the very first year of secondary school.
A v podstate hneď na prvý rok na strednej škole.
My life completely changed.
Môj život sa úplne zmenil.
All the values that my parents would teach me went completely out the window.
Všetky tie hodnoty, ktoré ma moji rodičia naučili, sa úplne vytratili.
I find that so scary and you know, maybe as something to realize even as parents, there's so many parents here.
A je to dosť také strašidelné, hej, keď hlavne keď ste ako rodičia a vidíte, že vaše dieťa, do ktorého ste niečo dávali, zrazu žije úplne inak.
That my parents raised me for 12 years and within 1 year those 12 years of what my parents had taught me completely went out the window.
12 rokov ma moji rodičia vychovávali, ale za jeden rok všetko, čo ma naučili, úplne odišlo z môjho života.
Basically from a very young age, from 12 years old I started to smoke cigarettes.
Už od 12 rokov som začal fajčiť cigarety.
From age 13 I started to try drugs and alcohol.
A od 13 som začal piť alkohol a už som skúšal aj nejaké drogy.
And basically once I started that I never stopped.
A odkedy som vlastne začal, tak som neprestal.
And it began to take over my life completely.
A to začalo úplne ovládať môj život.
My grades every year in school was just getting worse.
A moje známky v škole stále sa zhoršovali.
And because I was boarding overseas in another country.
A nakoľko som žil v internáte v inej krajine.
If any of you have ever been to Brunei.
Keď ste niektorí z
vás boli... Has anyone here been to Brunei?
Brunei.
Does anyone here even know that Brunei exists?
Koľký z vás viete, že to existuje.
I don't think that many people would know. No, anyway, well, Brunei is it's a nation that's under Sharia. That means Islamic rule.
Brunei je vlastne krajina, ktorá je pod šáriou, pod islamským
it's
zákonom.
It's very strict Islamic rule.
A je to veľmi silné, tvrdé islamský
if
zákon.
If you steal an apple from the fruit shop,
keď náhodou ukradnete jablko z ovocinárstva,
the strict levels of Sharia is that you get your hand cut off.
Tak tento silný zákon šárie spôsobí to, že vám utnú ruky.
So anyways, that's where I was studying.
Takže toto bol kontext, kde som ja študoval.
Obviously I was not able to buy drugs in such a country like that.
Čiže to znamenalo, že to nebolo tak ľahké kúpiť drogy v takejto krajine.
So what I was doing was buying drugs within Malaysia and bringing it into Brunei.
Čiže čo ja som ešte hovoril, čo robil, tak to bolo, že som kupoval drogy v Malajzii a takto ich pašoval do krajiny.
And so this was my life all throughout high school.
A toto bol celý môj život aj počas strednej školy.
I got caught a few times.
Niekoľkokrát som bol pristihnutý.
And I at the age of 14 I had to or 14 or 15 I can't remember. I had to have an interview with the narcotics police of Brunei.
A v 14 alebo 15 rokoch som musel mať pohovor s políciou.
Like the drug department.
To je Barma, nie? Yeah. Barma.
And
Brunei.
I was I never went to jail, thank God.
Ďaká Bohu, nikdy som nešiel do väzenia.
But I was getting into so much trouble just everywhere.
Ale tak veľa proste problémov som si narobil všade.
And my life was so dislocated from my family.
A môj život bol úplne proste mimo od mojej rodiny.
I was just focused about myself.
Bol som len zameraný na seba.
And I was just living for pleasure.
A žil som tak len pre svoj požitok.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
2. Timoteova kapitola 3.
It talks about the last days.
Hovorí o posledných dňoch.
And it says that in the last days men will be lovers of themselves.
A sa tam hovorí, že v posledných dňoch ľudia budú milovníci samého seba.
That they will be slanderers.
A že budú posmievači.
Disobedient to God and to parents.
Že budú neposlušní Bohu aj svojim rodičom.
And that they will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
A že budú milovníci pôžitkov viac ako milovníci Boha.
How many of you can see that in this generation?
Koľký z vás to vidia v tejto generácii?
I see it.
Ja to vidím.
I believe we all see that growing more and more, and the sad reality is that it will continue.
A tá realita je, že to ono bude rásť viac a viac.
What makes that chapter even more scary is that it's not talking about unbelievers.
A čo túto kapitolu robí ešte viac takou zarážajúcou je, že táto kapitola sa nevenuje neveriacim.
That chapter is talking about within the church.
Táto kapitola hovorí o ľuďoch, ktorí sú v cirkvi.
And so Paul continues to write in that chapter and he says from such people you must turn away.
A apoštol Pavol pokračuje a hovorí, že od takýchto ľudí sa potrebuješ odvrátiť.
Anyway, I just want to thank God that seven years ago.
Ja chcem poďakovať Bohu, že pred 7 rokmi.
No, actually 8 years ago, sorry.
Vlastne 8 rokmi.
I first came to I didn't first come, but I came to stay in Pastor Jean's ministry.
Som bol, vlastne som sa mohol dostať ku pastor Jean do jej modlitebného domu.
My mom brought me there.
Moja mama ma tam doniesla.
For a youth camp.
Na taký mládežnícky kemp.
I was 16 years old.
Mal som 16 rokov.
And it was the most different youth camp I've ever been to in my life.
A to bol úplne iný kemp, ako som kedy bol vo svojom živote.
I'm inviting all of you to come and visit us in our prayer house, okay?
A tak vás všetkých veľmi pozývam, yes, aby ste prišli a nás navštívili v našom modlitebnom dome.
But I will tell you, it's the most different experience you'll ever have in your life.
Tak to vám hovorím, že budete mať unikátnu skúsenosť vo svojom živote.
So we, you know, when I've been to many youth camps before,
bol som na rôznych táboroch mládežníckych predtým.
But it was the first time that I saw the schedule had no games.
A toto bolo prvýkrát, že som videl, že tam neboli žiadne hry.
There was no break time.
Tam neboli žiadne prestávky.
There was just breakfast, which was our break, and dinner, which was our break. We had no lunch.
Tam boli len boli raňajky a večera, nemali sme žiadny obed.
I'd never fasted before.
A predtým som sa nikdy nepostil.
And then we end at something like 11 p.m. at night.
A potom sme skončili niekedy o 11:00 v noci.
And all that time we're spending in the sanctuary in the presence of God.
Celý ten čas sme trávili v prítomnosti Boha.
And we don't have any icebreaker.
Nemali sme tam žiadne také icebreaker.
There's no getting to know each other.
Ani žiadne hry také, že by sme sa mali spoznať.
Get to know God.
To bolo všetko len o tom, že poďte a spoznajme Boha.
So I remember my experience of this was quite rememberable.
Takže táto moja skúsenosť bola veľmi niečo, čo som nikdy nezabudnem.
It's just amazing, you know, the Lord works in our lives when we give him time, when we are waiting in his presence.
A to je nádherné, že Boh koná v našom živote, keď mu necháme čas, keď čakáme na jeho prítomnosť.
And we have to be patient.
A je pravda, že potrebujeme byť trpezliví.
Nowadays we have so many instant things, right?
V týchto dňoch máme tak veľa instantných vecí.
Instant noodles.
Instantné cestoviny.
And we've forgotten and we don't know how to learn to wait on the Lord.
A veľakrát zabúdame pri tom všetkom, že je potrebné, aby sme čakali na Hospodina.
Anyway, during that youth camp I can't say that I knew what I had received from the Lord.
A počas toho tábora ja nemôžem povedať, že viem, čo som od Boha prijal.
I was just counting the days for it to finish.
Ja som len počítal dni, kedy už skončí.
But by the end of it, I was brought back again. My mom brought me back again to Pastor Jean's ministry, to her prayer house.
A potom na konci ma znovu mama doviedla ku Pastor Jean, do jej modlitebného domu.
And without sharing too much because of a restraint of time.
A bez toho, aby som nejak viac ešte to
natiahoval. Basically, the Lord was really intervening into my life.
Tak Pán naozaj veľmi vstupoval do môjho života.
I was staying in this prayer house, but I was distracted with my phone, with my laptop, watching movies, different things.
A bol som v tom modlitebnom dome, ale stále ma tak vyrušoval môj mobil, môj počítač.
A series of events, my laptop got destroyed.
A potom sa stalo niekoľko udalostí, ktoré spôsobili, že sa zničil môj laptop.
My phone got lost.
Môj telefón sa stratil.
And yet again, I was just in the presence of God.
A to všetko viedlo k tomu, že som smeroval do prítomnosti Pánovej.
To cut a long, very long story short.
A aby som to celé skrátil.
My first encounter of the Lord was his fear.
Moja prvá skúsenosť s Pánom bola jeho bázeň.
Many people testify about receiving first the love of God.
Veľakrát ľudia hovoria o tom, že prijali Božiu lásku.
For me it was the fear of God.
Ale ja to, čo som prijal, bola bázeň pred Hospodinom.
I realized I need to straighten my life.
A som si uvedomil, že potrebujem narovnať svoj život, napraviť
svoj
život.
So I first decided to stay in Pastor Jean's ministry.
A tak som sa rozhodol, že budem Pastor Jean službe.
About 8 years ago.
Pred 8 rokmi.
And in that period of time I was just seeking for to straighten my life, to do what I think is right.
A počas toho obdobia som len tak hľadal to, aby Boh napravil môj život, aby sa môj život dal dokopy.
That began to be a journey of failure.
A to začala byť cesta chýb a pádov.
How many of you know that you can't straighten out your life?
Koľký z vás viete, že vy sami nedokážete napraviť svoj život?
Or you can, but how many of you know that you won't? How many of you have really kept your New Year's resolutions?
Koľký z vás porušili svoje novoročné záväzky?
It lasts for a period of time.
Ono to na nejaký čas drží.
It was really a time for me to learn that my righteousness is not by what I can do.
A naozaj počas toho obdobia som sa naučil, že moja spravodlivosť nie je z toho, čo ja dokážem
that
urobiť.
My righteousness is of the Lord.
Ale že moja spravodlivosť pochádza len od Hospodina.
And I just want to really wrap up and say I just thank God that through yet again a lot of series of different events I was born again of the Holy Spirit.
A tak chcem poďakovať Bohu, že skrze viacero udalostí som naozaj mohol sa znovu narodiť skrze
Ducha Svätého. I received a new life.
A mohol som prijať nový život.
I still struggled a lot with different areas of sin.
A stále ešte zápasím v mnohom.
Especially a smoking addiction, that was really hard.
Napríklad som veľmi dlho zápasil s cigaretami, s fajčením.
But I had to continue to declare and believe that the Lord has set me free.
Ale potrebujem v tom ďalej zotrvať, veriť, potreboval.
And in that faith I am set free.
Že som slobodný od toho.
Basically, 1 year or so after that, after deciding to stay in the prayer house.
A potom ako som sa rozhodol, že zostanem v modlitebnom dome,
through reading the Bible,
skrze čítanie Biblie,
I knew that the Lord was calling me into full-time service.
Som vnímal, že Boh ma volá do plnočasovej služby.
And I gave my life completely.
A tak som takto odovzdal celý svoj život.
Not to further in college studies or any other kind of work.
A som sa tak rozhodol, že nebudem teda pokračovať ďalej v štúdiu ani v nejakej inej práci.
But to give myself completely and fully to full-time ministry.
Ale že sa celý takto odovzdám do plnočasovej služby.
And that's been 7 years now.
A už to bolo 7 rokov.
And there are so many testimonies of God in my life, you know, in those 7 years.
Ktoré,
I'm not going to share that with you.
Ktoré ubehli a za tento čas tak veľa rôznych svedectiev naozaj mám, ktoré sa s vami rád podelím, keď bude čas.
And I just want to thank the Lord, you know, it's my mom that was praying for me.
A chcem tak poďakovať veľmi Pánovi, lebo to bola moja mama, ktorá sa za mňa modlila.
And I just want to encourage you.
A ja vás tak chcem povzbudiť.
Maybe there are some of you whose children, most of you are young families, but anyway, for those maybe who have older children.
A hlavne pre vás, ktorí máte staršie deti.
And they have gone astray.
A keď oni už nie sú pri Pánovi alebo sú proste mimo,
then I want to encourage you to continue to persevere and pray
for them. Tak vás chcem veľmi silno povzbudiť, aby ste pokračovali v modlitbe a boli v tom vytrvali.
Because I don't know how long my mom was praying for me.
Lebo neviem, ako dlho moja mama sa za mňa modlila.
But I know that Abraham was praying for his promise for Isaac.
Ale viem, že Abraham sa dlho modlil za svoje zasľúbenie za
Izáka. And he received it after 25 years.
A prijal to po 25 rokoch.
But he received it.
Ale prijal to.
And if you continue to pray, you will see that breakthrough come.
A keď budete pokračovať v modlitbe a budete v tom vytrvali, tak uvidíte ten výsledok toho.
And I also want to encourage the parents of younger children.
A tiež chcem povzbudiť rodičov mladších detí.
As Pastor Jean shared yesterday.
Tak ako Pastor Jean včera sa s nami zdieľala.
To teach your children the word of God.
Aby ste učili svoje deti slovo Božie.
From young.
Už od mala.
And it's the most important book that they will ever know and need to know.
A to je tá absolútne najdôležitejšia kniha, ktorú oni potrebujú poznať.
We give so much importance to educational books.
My veľakrát tak veľký dôraz dávame na učebnice také klasické.
And it is important to be educated.
A je dôležité byť, mať vzdelanie a mať aj takéto poznanie.
But the Bible is the word of God.
Ale Biblia je Božím slovom.
And it is the only word that will never pass away.
A toto je jediné slovo, ktoré nikdy sa nepominie.
Until every word is fulfilled.
Až dokým sa každé z toho slova nenaplní.
So I just want to praise God for setting me free, for his grace.
A ja tak chcem teraz dať Bohu vďaku za to, že ma oslobodil.
For his mercy,
za
for
jeho
his
milosť,
love for me.
Za jeho milosrdenstvo, lásku voči
mne. That he not only saved me, but he's called me to serve
him. Že nielen, že ma zachránil, spasil, ale že ma aj povolal, aby som mu slúžil.
And that it is by his grace that I will continue to fulfill what he has purposed for me.
A je to skrze jeho milosť, že naplním ten zámer a plán, ktorý on má pre mňa.
As well as for you.
Takisto aj pre vás.
Praise the Lord.
Vďaka Bohu. Chvála.
Halleluja.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Jean.
So he's going to add a bit, okay? Thanks.
Ešte niečo pridá k tomu?
About what you saw in the family.
Okay. As I said, it's a really long story.
Ako som povedal, je to naozaj dlhší príbeh.
But there was a major there was a major part of how I began to see God, the reality of God.
A je to taká dôležitá, taká hlavná časť, ako som začal Boha hľadať.
I went to Australia.
Išiel som do Austrálie.
To Angelina. This is
ku Angeline. Toto je Angelina.
Angelina is Pastor Jean's daughter.
A Angelina je dcéra Pastor Jean.
And and you should guess how many children she has.
A mali by ste teda si tak tipnúť, koľko má detí.
You almost don't have enough fingers to say.
Skoro nemáte dostatok prstov na rukách.
She has 9 children.
Má 9 detí.
This is number 7.
Toto je syn
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
When my mom first brought me actually to their prayer house.
Keď ma teda moja mama priniesla prvýkrát do ich modlitebného domu.
I was taught to memorize the word of God.
Ja som sa bol učený k tomu, aby som sa z pamäti učil Božie slovo.
Once again, being taught to learn to spend time in the presence of God.
Som sa učil tráviť čas v Božej prítomnosti, chváliť a modliť sa.
But all those things did not touch me.
Ale toto všetko sa ma nedotýkalo.
How I saw God, the reality of God.
Ale ako som ja videl tú realitu Božiu,
actually in their family.
To bolo to, ako keď som videl, ako oni žijú v rodine.
And I just remember the 2 months that I spent there.
A si pamätám tie 2 mesiace, ktoré som tam strávil.
Looking at them and I could see that the blessing of God was upon them.
A jak som sa na nich pozeral, tak som len videl požehnanie Božie, ktoré bolo na ich životu.
And it wasn't like because they are rich or because they, you know, it wasn't because of things that you can work out yourself.
A to nebolo preto, lebo by boli bohatí, alebo bolo by to niečo také, čo oni sami si vedeli urobiť.
I just knew that it was God's blessing.
Ja som jednoducho vedel, že toto je Božie požehnanie medzi
and
nimi.
And that is how I saw God.
A to je to, ako mňa sa Boh dotkol.
It's very hard to explain, but for me that produced in me such a jealousy. I was like, I want that.
A toto ťažko sa mi vysvetľuje, ale to vo mne takú žiarlivosť vypudilo, že som si povedal, Bože, a ja chcem toto.
So this was just one step in that journey of what I just summed up to you earlier.
A to bol tiež taký jeden krok v tej celej ceste.
We have our testimonies in different books. Maybe you could also visit the book counter later on.
A máme viacero svedectiev a pri stolíku tomu budeme to dávať.
So if you're interested to know a bit more, then you can come over maybe later on.
A keby ste chceli vedieť viac, tak príďte prosím tam k nám a
praise the Lord.
Rád sa pozdieľame. Radi sa pozdieľame.
So praise Yahweh, let's give him a bigger clap.
Vďaka Bohu, dajme ešte mu väčšiu chválu.
Of course, Jonathan's testimony is in a book.
Bibliu.
Which book? Pardon? The truth shall set you free.
Tak ako je napísané, že pravda ťa oslobodí.
He's got a long testimony.
Dlhé svedectvo.
In the book, then you will read how he stole from the parents.
V tej knihe sa dočítate, ako on kradol od rodičov.
Almost expelled from school.
Ako bol skoro vylúčený zo školy.
And the dealings of God in his life.
A proste ako zažil Božie jednanie v jeho živote.
So now that God has changed and transformed him.
Tak teraz ako Boh sa ho dotkol a ho transformoval.
Suddenly he became one of the lead harpies.
A on zrazu sa stal jeden z tých, ktorí vedú.
Even in Israel.
A takisto aj v Izraeli.
By the grace of Yahweh. And he showed that you know, the 24 harpies were invited to Israel before 150 nations.
24 harfistov, ktorí chodia do Izraela.
Under Tom Hess.
A chodia slúžiť na konferenciu Toma Hessa.
And 2 years ago.
A pred 2 rokmi.
Actually he prophesied.
Bolo prorokované.
He was asking me about the prayer houses.
A sa ma pýtali ohľadom modlitebných domov.
So he told me, you should have one in Europe.
A povedali mi, mala by si mať jeden v Európe.
And there must be in Europe, right? 24/7.
A je potrebné, aby bol jeden 24/7 modlitebný dom v Európe.
Because all of us are here.
Lebo všetci sme tu.
As a result of prayer.
Lebo je to výsledok modlitby.
Whether it's a prayer of the saints, a prayer of parents, people prayed for us.
Či sú to modlitby rodičov alebo nejakých priateľov, ľudia sa za nás modlili.
As long as you are praying.
Pokiaľ sa modlíme.
And how long should you pray?
A ako dlho sa máme modliť?
Yeshua said.
Pán Ježiš povedal.
In Luke 21.
V Lukášovi 21.
33.
He says, 33.
Watch and pray always.
Bdejte a modlite sa neustále.
So that you will be able to be counted worthy.
Aby ste boli hodní.
to escape all these things.
Aby ste mohli utiecť pred všetkými vecami. And to stand before the Son of Man. Ktoré majú prísť, a aby ste sa mohli postaviť pred tvárou Syna človeka.
And how often should you pray?
A ako často sa máme modliť znovu?
Yeshua said in Luke 18.
Yeshua povedal v Lukášovi 18.
How many are men?
Koľký z vás ste muži?
He says, men.
Koľký z vás ste muži?
You should pray without ceasing.
Že máme sa modliť bez prestania.
But he says, watch and pray and not faint.
Bdejte a modlite sa a neustávajte.
That means many pray until you want to faint, but he says, and not faint.
A veľa modlitieb je takých, že začína tak ustávať, ale Pán Ježiš hovorí, my nemáme v tom ustávať.
In Matthew 24,
v Matúšovi 24,
42,
42,
he says, watch and pray.
Je napísané, bdejte a modlite sa.
Always.
Vždy.
So that you, it's not only watch and pray, and be ready.
A tam je, že a buďte pripravení.
Why should we be ready?
Prečo by sme mali byť pripravení?
Because Yeshua is coming soon.
Lebo Pán Ježiš prichádza skoro.
And that's why all of you should be ready.
A to je to, prečo by sme každý z nás mali byť pripravení, lebo môže prísť kedykoľvek.
But before I share,
predtým, než sa budem zdieľať,
I've got such a good news for you.
Mám takú dobrú správu pre vás.
This afternoon when our sisters took us to the cable car,
keď nás naše sestry zobrali na lanovku dnes po
obede. Beautiful sight.
A
so
videli sme túto nádhernú krajinu.
And I think Sister Swaska was sharing.
A táto sestra sa s nami zdieľala jednu vec.
She said that she was talking about the sharing, you know, about reigning as kings.
A sme sa tak zdieľali o tom, ako máme vládnuť ako králi.
Then she said that last year,
a potom povedala, že pred rokom,
that you, I'm not sure from here or maybe from here, there's a group
stadial,
that gone to the palace,
že bola tam alebo z tohto spoločenstva, že bola skupina ľudí, ktorá išla na hrad,
and even this year,
a takisto aj tento rok,
that they got permission from the palace,
že sme dostali povolenie od z hradu
to have the prophetic act
z parlamentu, aby sme mohli
enthroning Yeshua,
prorocký taký akt
crown
a
him,
pozvať
king.
Pána Ježiša, aby bol kráľom.
Said, so awesome.
Není toto úžasné?
And this time,
a v tomto čase
we came,
sme tu prišli
without knowing about that.
A my sme o tom vôbec nevedeli.
We are here to enthrone,
a my sme tu, aby sme
kings,
kráľov,
and that's why I keep saying you are all kings.
Mohli ustanoviť a preto vám hovorím, že vy ste všetci králi v Kristu
Ježiši. After you have enthroned the King of Kings.
A potom ako bol Pán Ježiš král kráľov posadený na trón
prorocký. Then the kings are enthroned.
A po ňom sú aj králi posadení na trón.
It's so awesome, isn't it?
Není to úžasné toto?
You don't be awesome?
Není to úžasné?
How many of you are excited?
Koľký z vás ste nadšení z toho?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has got everything in his plan.
A toto je všetko, on má všetko vo svojich rukách.
And he, Yeshua, saved us to fulfill the eternal plan of God.
A Pán Ježiš nás zachránil, aby naplnil aj skrze nás ten večný plán Boží.
And that's why the prayer of Yeshua, when he taught the disciples,
a keď Pán Ježiš učil svojich učeníkov sa modliť,
he says, our Father,
on hovorí,
who
že
art in heaven,
Otče náš, ktorý si na nebesiach,
hallowed be your name,
posväť sa meno Tvoje,
your kingdom come,
nech príde Tvoje kráľovstvo,
your will be done,
a nech sa deje Tvoja vôľa,
as it is in heaven,
na zemi tak, ako je v nebi.
And that kingdom has come,
Tvoje kráľovstvo prišlo,
and his will must be done,
a jeho vôľa sa musí
in each
udiať
and every one of our lives,
v každom jednom z našich životov.
Because in Psalm 139:16,
v Žalme 131:16
David said,
David povedal,
that even before we were born,
že ešte predtým, než sme boli
all the days of our life,
narodení, všetky dni
are written in the book,
nášho života sú napísané v jeho knihe.
And all you and me need to do,
a všetko, čo ty a ja musíme urobiť,
is to fulfill the will of God,
je, aby sme naplnili Božiu vôľu.
So Yeshua said,
Ježiš povedal,
not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord,
Nie každý, kto ma nazýva pane, pane.
In Matthew 7:21.
Matúš 7:21.
Shall enter the kingdom of God.
Sa aj vstúpi do kráľovstva nebeského.
Except, right? He who does the will of my Father in heaven.
Len ten, kto činí Božiu alebo voľu môjho Otca v nebi.
He also said in Matthew 7:22.
Takisto povedal Matúš 17:2-3.
He says, many will come to me on that day.
Že v ten deň mnohí prídu ku mne.
And many will tell me.
A mnohí mi povedia.
Lord, Lord.
Pane, pane.
Have I not prophesied in your name?
Či som neprorokoval v tvojom mene?
Cast out demons in your name.
Či som aj nevyháňal démonov
v tvojom
mene?
There are many wonders in your name.
Či som nečinil divy a zázraky v tvojom mene?
He says, but he said.
Ale on povie.
Depart from me.
Odiď.
I never knew you.
Ja som ťa nikdy nepoznal.
And the most important thing in our life.
A tá najdôležitejšia vec v našom živote
is to know him.
Je, aby sme poznali jeho.
And to do his will.
A aby sme činili jeho vôľu.
Because we may be doing a lot of things.
Lebo my môžeme robiť mnoho vecí.
But we only have to fulfill the will of our Father in heaven.
Ale to jediné, čo naozaj potrebujeme urobiť, je naplniť vôľu nášho Otca nebeského.
Yeshua himself said.
Pán Ježiš povedal.
In John 6:38.
V Jánovi 6:38.
He says, I come down from heaven.
Že ja som prišiel z neba.
Not to do my will.
A som prišiel, aby som nečinil svoju vlastnú vôľu, ale aby som činil vôľu toho, ktorý ma poslal,
môjho
Otca.
So how many of you want to do the will of God?
Čiže koľký z vás chcete činiť Božiu vôľu?
And he has a perfect will for every one of you.
A jeho vôľa pre vás je dokonalá.
Your mind cannot comprehend.
A naša mysel to nedokáže pochopiť.
It's beyond.
Je to ďaleko presahujúce naše poznanie.
And the reason why I'm standing before you.
A ten dôvod, prečo ja tu dnes stojím.
Is not because I'm so good.
Není preto, lebo som nejaká úžasná.
Or better than any one of you.
Alebo som lepšie ako niekto z vás.
But because of the mercy. And grace of Elohim.
Ale len kvôli milosti a milosrdenstve Božom.
I've got a short time.
Mám kratší čas.
But in this book there's a testimony. My testimony in chapter 2.
Táto kniha tam spisuje moje svedectvo.
Talks about destined for hell.
Delivered. Aha.
Delivered from hell and destined from heaven.
Tá kapitola 2 hovorí o tom, ako vyslobodený z pekla.
So I was literally delivered from hell.
Určený alebo poslaný pre Božie kráľovstvo. Ja som naozaj bola vytrhnutá z pekla.
And now in heaven.
A teraz bola posadená do ponebeských oblastí.
Right? And that was That was 40 years ago.
A teraz to bolo už 40 rokov.
In 1978.
To bolo v 1978.
Your birthday. That was the time we had revival in East and West Malaysia.
To bol čas, keď sme v východnej a západnej Malajzii mali prebudenie.
But you see that life that time.
A vidíme, že počas toho času.
We don't have a lot of meetings because that time we don't have revival meetings like this.
Nemáme také prebudenecké stretnutia.
All we know is about ourselves and getting richer. Getting the world instead of getting God.
V tejto dobe máme veľakrát stretnutia, kde sa dozvedáme o tom, ako sa stať bohatším.
So, whatever the Bible says, don't do, I've done it.
Čiže ja čokoľvek Biblia hovorila, že to nerob, tak ja som to urobila.
Praying to all sorts of gods.
Ja som sa modlila k rôznym modlám.
Going to the temple. Praying to ancestors.
Modlila som sa ku chrámu, ku mojim predkom.
So proud and boastful.
Bola som pyšná.
Because we think we have.
A za to, čo som urobila.
But praise Yahweh that he intervened in my life.
Ale vďaka Bohu za to, že on naozaj vstúpil do môjho
života.
V roku 1977.
When Angelina and the younger sister were there, very young, I think 5 and 6 years old, right?
Keď Angelina a ešte mladšia sestra boli veľmi mladé, tak 4-5 ročné.
Suddenly my husband got cancer.
Môj muž zrazu dostal rakovinu.
And that time we go to every god.
A v tom
we don't
čase,
believe what the doctor says so much, but we believe more in mediums and gods.
V tom čase my sme ani tak neverili až tak, čo hovorí doktor, ale veľmi sme verili a chodili za inými bohmi.
They went into real Buddhism. Chanting
sme,
day and night.
Sme proste konali sme ten chanting v buddhizme.
And I studied Buddhism.
Ja som aj sa učila alebo študovala buddhizmus.
So that any Christians come to me, they get converted to Buddhism.
Aby akýkoľvek kresťan, ktorý by prišiel ku mne, aby bol obrátený na buddhizmus.
Then I realized that Christians don't even know the word.
A ja som si potom uvedomila, že kresťania aj nepoznajú slovo Božie.
And one of them was my sister.
A jedna z nich bola moja sestra.
Because she is a Catholic.
Ona bola katoličkou.
But whenever the children are sick, she gave my mother money to go to the temple.
Ale vždy, keď boli jej deti choré, tak ona dala peniaze svojej matke, aby išla a dala ich v chráme, buddhistickom
chráme.
So
although I was in a convent school.
I'm sorry.
I studied in a convent school.
Študovala som v komunistickej škole.
And I got A for my scripture.
A dostala som A z jazykovedy.
But I do not know the God of the scripture.
Ale som nepoznala Boha, alebo scripture is Bible, you mean? You studied Bible? Čiže ona študovala Bibliu, nejaká kláštorná škola. Mm-hmm.
So,
ale nepoznala som Boha
Biblie. My husband was sick.
A keď môj muž bol chorý,
many Christians came to me.
Tak veľa kresťanov prišlo ku mne aj ku môjmu mužovi.
So I get very mad with them.
A ja som sa veľmi na nich nahnevala.
And what happened was they kept on praying for me.
A čo sa dialo bolo, že oni sa modlili a modlili za mňa.
So even in the office I was making copies of the Buddhism notes.
Tak som išla do kancelárie a som rozmnožovala moje poznámky o buddhizme.
Because I was a secretary, you see, to the marketing director.
Ja som bola sekretárkou marketingového riaditeľa.
So they did not say much, but they keep laying hands. They told me later.
Že oni veľmi mi na to nič nepovedali.
So I thought I was very good. I was doing all the good things.
Tak ja som si myslela, že som veľmi dobrá a že robím všetky tie dobré
veci. But eventually my husband died.
Ale koniec koncov môj muž zomrel.
And I was still strong in Buddhism.
A ja som stále bola silná v buddhizme.
And suddenly,
ale zrazu
I saw myself in hell.
Som videla samu seba v pekle.
It's not really hell, but it's in the mind, you know, that I saw that for that 9 months I couldn't sleep, I couldn't work, I couldn't do anything.
Po dobu 9 mesiacov som nemohla spať, nemohla robiť nič, stále som videla ten obraz pekla v mojej mysli.
Then I just wanted a savior, someone to save me.
A ja som proste len chcela, aby niekto ma z toho vytrhol.
So they took me to the Catholic priest.
Takže nás zobrali ku katolickým kňazom.
And even I had a Christian psychiatrist, they thought something wrong with me.
A takisto ma brali ku kresťanským psychologom, lebo mysleli si, že niečo sa udialo v mojej hlave.
And my brother-in-law took me to the priest, he just prayed for me. Then he says, you just read a book.
A môj švagor ma zobral ku kňazovi katolickému, ten sa za mňa pomodlil a povedal, prečítaj si túto knihu.
Christian psychiatrist.
Mala som teda kresťanských psychiatrov. He said,
whatever God you pray, you just pray.
A hovorili, že ku akémukoľvek Bohu, čo sa modlíš, tak len sa modli.
And God in his mercy.
Ale Boh vo svojej
milosti me.
Ma vyslobodil.
I went to many meetings, I received the Lord so many times, but I was not delivered.
A ja som sa bola účastná na rôznych takých stretnutiach a aj som vychádzala vonku alebo dopredu na výzvu na prijatie pána, ale neprežila som tú skutočnú slobodu.
So everybody knows me, no?
Veľa ľudí sa
Because
za mňa modlilo.
Everybody was praying for me.
Všetci sa za mňa modlili, všetci ma poznali.
But one day God met with me.
Ale jedného dňa Boh sa so mnou stretol.
So although I was not working, because I was on medical leave for 9 months.
V tom čase som nepracovala, lebo som bola na PNK po dobu 9 mesiacov.
I was still going to work. I mean, I'm not, but I just want to go to work.
Ale ja som proste aj chodila do práce, lebo som chcela chodiť do práce.
And one day, to cut the story short, I was in a restroom in office.
A jedného dňa som bola na toaletách vo svojej kancelárii.
Because I was feeling restless.
Lebo som sa cítila taká nepokojná, restless.
So my friend, who was a Catholic married a Muslim.
Tak môj priateľ, ktorý bol katolický medic a muslim.
The other
Catholic
one,
medic.
Muslim. Married. Husband is a Muslim.
Okay. Aha, čiže katolík, ktorý mal za manželku
muslimku. The other one, Anglican.
A druhý bol
but married a Hindu.
Potom ďalší, oženený za hinduistku.
So they took me to the restroom.
Takže oni ma zobrali na toaletu.
And so they told me, I think the best thing you do is you just shout as loud as you can and maybe you'll be okay.
Oni mi povedali, že to najlepšie, čo môžeš urobiť, je proste len krič a hádam, bude ti dobre.
Because they didn't know what to do.
Lebo oni proste nevedeli, že čo majú so mnou urobiť.
But I've been to this meeting in a stadium.
Ale bola som na tomto stretnutí na nejakom štadióne.
I'm cutting the story short, so if you want more, then you read the book.
A keď chcete počuť ten celý príbeh, tak vám odporúčam tú knihu.
And so, but suddenly,
ale zrazu,
Yeshua came into the room.
Aniel prišiel do miestnosti.
This is an office, not in a church.
A to bolo v kancelárii, to nebolo v zbore.
So the next thing was I fell down.
A hneď ako to sa stalo, tak ja som padla na zem.
Then I fell, blood all over me.
A potom som cítila, ako keby taká krv prešla cez.
So I told them, it's so bloody, you know?
Že prečo som taká krvavá?
Because when I fell, they thought I was dead, you see?
A som si myslela, že som zomrela.
And that lasts from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
A to trvalo od 11. až do 4. po obede.
Because if Yeshua didn't visit me, I'll never believe him.
Lebo ak by ma Ježiš nebol navštívil, nikdy by som mu nebola uverila. To je to, ak ja som bola ja tvrdohlava.
But in his mercy and grace,
ale kvôli jeho milosti a milosrdenstvu, on sa ma dotkol a ma navštívil.
Then suddenly,
a zrazu
I just felt the oil pouring all over me.
A potom som cítila, ako olej sa na mňa leje a ma
and
zalieva.
Someone in white was pouring all over me.
Ako ma niekto úplne niekto v bielom ma zalieval olejom.
Then I was suddenly baptized in the Holy Spirit.
A zrazu som bola pokrstená Duchom Svätým.
Began to speak in tongues.
A začala som hovoriť v jazykoch.
And I prophesied to my two friends.
A som začala hneď prorokovať
that,
mojim dvom kamarátom.
That from today I'm going to heal. I know five people who are sick. So and so, so and so, so and so.
A že, povedala, že sú tam, je tam 5 ľudí, ktorí sú chorí a presne ich pomenovala.
So they say, it's okay, you get well first, okay, you get well first. So they tell me, you get well first.
A oni hovorili, to je okay, len ty sa najskôr
uzdrav. Because they thought something wrong with me.
A oni si mysleli, že niečo sa udialo, že som sa
zvokla. And from that day,
a od toho dňa,
I know I've been taken out of darkness.
Ja viem, že zo mňa bola všetka tá temnota zobratá a som bola vytrhnutá z temna do a premiestnená do kráľovstva
and
svetla.
That's why I'm here today.
A to je prečo som tu.
If you know me before,
keby ste ma poznali
you never
predtým,
imagine me holding the mic to preach to you.
A to by ste si ma nikdy nepredstavili, že by som držala tento mikrofón, aby som vám kázala.
Maybe you find me at a casino gambling.
A možno by ste ma našli v kasíne ako
gambling.
Alebo možno v nejakom chráme, ako sa modlím.
Or looking at tarot cards, you know.
Alebo možno z tarotových kariet by som veštila.
So
tarotových.
The power of God.
Ale teraz ja.
No matter how terrible a person is.
Ale vďaka Bohu, že vďaka
no
Božej
how
moci,
it is,
že bez ohľadu na tom, akom stave sa človek nachádza,
we have a God big enough,
a aká je situácia, že máme Boha, ktorý je veľký a ktorý dokáže zmeniť
amen?
A premeniť.
So let's give Yahweh a big clap.
Amen. Tak dajme mu chválu.
So that's why you must have prayer houses. You must have prayer houses. Everybody must be a house of prayer.
Potrebujete mať domy modlitby. Každý z vás má byť tým domom modlitby.
So in closing, I want to pray for all those who want to be a house of prayer.
Chcem sa modliť za každého, kto chce byť domom modlitby.
You just stand up.
Aby ste, tak sa postavte, prosím.
And lift up your hands.
Zdvihnime svoje ruky.
Because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Lebo vaše telo je chrámom Ducha Svätého.
You are a house of God.
A vy ste domom Božím.
And together.
A spolu.
There should be a house of prayer, physical and spiritual.
A spolu má to byť dom modlitby, fyzicky aj duchovný.
So tonight.
Tak dnes.
Let that fire of the Holy Spirit come down.
Nech oheň Ducha Svätého zostúpi.
Right from the crown of your head to the tip of the toe.
A od tvojej hlavy až po tvoje
Let
pety.
Let that fire come down upon you.
Nech oheň Boží ťa
to
naplní.
To burn everything that is not of God.
A nech spáli všetko, čo nie je z Boha.
That you be purified, sanctified.
Aby si mohol byť posvetený a očistený.
Purge, cleanse.
Očistený.
To be the house of prayer.
Aby si mohol byť domom modlitby.
Each and everyone.
Každý jeden z vás.
That the spirit of prayer,
v duchu modlitby,
intercession,
prímluvy,
worship,
chvály,
will fall upon you right now.
Nech tento duch
so that you'll be able
teraz,
to pray without ceasing.
Aby ste boli schopní sa modliť
always,
bez prestania.
Praying with all prayer and supplication.
Neustále sa modliť a prihovárať.
In the spirit.
V duchu.
So just receive,
tak
receive,
prijímaj,
receive the power prijímaj, of prayer.
Prijímaj túto moc modlitby.
Ďakujeme, že ste si vypočuli nahrávku z Otcovho domu. Ak k vám cez toto vyučovanie Boh hovoril, budeme radi, ak nás navštívite alebo nám napíšete na info@otcovdom.com. Všetky ďalšie nahrávky nájdete na našom webe otcovdom.com.